It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Darren Grossi is joining us in studio this morning. He is the Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, as well as the Executive Director of the Transit Agency. Darren, it's great to have you in studio.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
So first off, for those not familiar, what exactly is the Tuolumne County Transportation Council and Transit Agency?
Well, the Transportation Council is the designated regional transportation planning agency for Tuolumne County. As a regional government, we coordinate funding for projects that are part of our regional transportation plan, and we work with agencies like Caltrans, the county, the city, and sometimes even school districts or other more obscure districts to implement projects that benefit the transportation system for Tuolumne County. The Transit Agency is a separate agency, but basically all the same staff and governing board. We run Tuolumne County Transit. And you can find out more about both of those agencies on our websites, TuolumneCountyTransportationCouncil.org or TuolumneCountyTransit.org.
I want to ask you a little bit about people in the state of California know that the gas tax recently increased. Nobody likes to pay more at the pump, but it does mean more money, revenue locally for roads and so forth. So Senate Bill 1, what does it mean for transportation projects in Tuolumne County?
It means a tremendous amount. Frankly, we were on a very bad track between the cost of inflating cost related to doing improvements on our road system and a diminishing revenues from the gas tax. Now, understand that we've seen more electric vehicles on the road. The fleet's getting much more fuel efficient. The revenues just weren't keeping up with the needs. We were hearing it from the public on a daily basis. The county was facing over $1 million deficit in this year's road fund. At the Transportation Council, we've deferred projects by years and years. Some of those important safety projects or projects that are necessary for economic growth or relieving congestion. This really is a godsend. It stabilized this year's worth of funding, added some funding in a few areas that we can talk about. But, you know, most importantly, the funds are going to improve the maintenance of our road system. The county's budget is going to go up by a little over $975,000 this year. It really helped them. But that's ultimately is going to climb to over $5 million per year additional funding by 2027. That's, as far as I know, that's a doubling of road maintenance funds. So people in the next few years are going to really see a difference out there on the system.
Does it mean that there'll be some new projects being looked at in Tuolumne County?
Yeah. In addition to maintenance, we have very closely monitored the funding that's coming available with these as a result of SB 1. One of them is the that got out really quick was the Active Transportation Program. That funds improvements for pedestrian and bicycle infrastructure. The city of Sonora very quickly resubmitted a grant for pedestrian improvements up at Red Church. They were awarded $722,000. We're working on a safety project to improve pedestrian safety downtown. We hope to have some public meetings on that real soon. Basically, the stretch between Red Church and the Signal Light downtown. We already have funding for a project at the Signal Light. About $1.2 million there. So we're looking to fill that gap in between. And before we submit the grant, we are going to hold a public workshop on December 14th at City Hall between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. We're hoping to get some of the merchants out there by starting the meeting off early. Then we'll probably have a presentation to the Vision Sonora committee and then go till 1 o'clock for people to just drop in, look at the maps and the exhibits. It's going to be one of the alternatives will be kind of a community directed alternative where the community can directly tell us what features they want to see downtown that would lead towards a grant application. The grant application will need to be submitted in January or February of next year. Certainly there'll be other opportunities for public input, but that's the first major opportunity for public input.
When you talk about pedestrian safety in downtown Sonora, what are some of the concerns and issues that are being raised that need to be fixed?
Well, mostly pedestrian safety. You know, there's a number of ways that we can improve the crossings to make it easier for drivers to see pedestrians as they come out from the curb. So that's kind of the main thing that we want to look at. You know, there's other funding, too, in SB1 that we could talk about. I would be remiss not to mention that we are doing a partnership with Caltrans up on 120, improving safety at the crossing of 120 at the elementary school, Tenaya Elementary up there, with a walkway improvements all the way down, some walkway improvements on Ferretti Road, along 120 into and through downtown. We had a community meeting on that. Caltrans has been very responsive to the community's ideas. So that'll also compete for funding. We've got funding through the Regional Transportation Improvement Program, which will projects that were deferred, like Peaceful Oak Interchange, are now moving forward again. Monoway Operational Safety Improvement Project was deferred. That's moving forward again. We know that there was a recent fatal accident out there, so the project's desperately needed. We also are looking at funds through the local partnership program and our regional transportation improvement program that will allow us to widen Highway 49 through the Jamestown corridor out to five lanes with walkways and bicycle lanes on each side. We call it a complete street type of design. That's our highest priority in our regional transportation plan, and we've already started working with some of the planning documents with Caltrans. So that's going to take probably 5+ years to unfold, but we are getting on with it. It's a very important project.
Widening Highway 49 there by Jamestown, I have to imagine that's a multi-million dollar project?
Yeah, our preliminary number is about 13 to 15 million, but it really is dependent on how long we get it. We first looked at something from just east of Sierra Motors out to west of Main Street, but we very quickly got suggestions to extend it eastward all the way to Stockton Road cutoff, and other suggestions going out past Chicken Ranch. Gosh, you do all that, and now you're into the $50 to $100 million range. I don't have that much money to work with at this point, so it'll probably be a staged project, multi-phase project, kind of like East Sonora Bypass.
You referenced, too, that project where funding's coming through for downtown Sonora near the Red Church, the intersection there. We've talked about that a little bit in the news, but exactly what is going to be happening there at that intersection?
Well, we're going to realign, I think it's Elkin Street, what is that street there by the Red Church? Snell? Thank you.
Snell, yes.
Snell's going to get realigned slightly. We know we're going to have some impacts to some of the property owners there. You're going to shorten up the distance from one curbside to the other to make, and then also bulb out a little bit so pedestrians are more visible. The city council heard from the community about the need for more public input on the final design. I think they've committed very strongly to that. One of the things we heard also very clearly was the need for congestion relief in downtown Sonora. If any of these pedestrian projects are going to work, we need to kind of relieve congestion. That's a tough one to deal with, but I will tell you SB1 also provides funding through the Congested Corridors program that gives us an opportunity to look at perhaps extending Greenlee Road up to 49. Sometimes we call that the north-south connector, as well as Cabazoo connector for drive connector. There's funding for those types of improvements. If we can get the city and county priorities aligned with that, maybe we can do something in that area.
Yeah, north-south connector. I haven't heard about that for a couple of years, but that's still always kind of on the back burner as a possibility?
Yeah, it's a challenging one project to deliver. But I think with SB1, the funding could be there if the will is there to complete that project.
Need to take a break. We're talking about transportation projects on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We're joined in studio by Darren Grossi, the Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director. I'm BJ Hansen. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll return with our second segment in just a minute.